The stage, credited by many as America's first regional theater, has been celebrating its 100th birthday. The Cleveland Playhouse has weathered two world wars, the Depression, and most recently, the Great Recession. But it's always found a way to keep the lights on, as David C. Barnett from member station WCPN reports.
The walls of Otto Moser's Tavern in downtown Cleveland are lined with old glass cases displaying hundreds of autographed pictures of performers from a century ago. Forgotten singers, jugglers, acrobats, and assorted vaudevillians.
We have a burlesque lady up here who's got a lot going on.
Laura Kepley is only the ninth artistic director in the 100-year history of the Cleveland Playhouse. In the fall of 1915, a motley group of artists and social activists was looking to engage the Cleveland community with an alternative to the mainstream fare on local stages.
Where you get the person strapped to the railroad tracks, the damsel in distress, and the train barreling down, the person chained to the log that's going to get sawed in half.
Jeffrey Olam wrote a history of the Cleveland Playhouse. He says in addition to presenting more serious work, it was one of the first places in the country to have lighting that did more than just turn on and off.
They can dim the lights over the audience. They can actually have mood created, atmosphere, you know, special effects with lights.
The Playhouse also turned those lights on the work of modern playwrights, ranging from Luigi Pirandello and Eugene O'Neill to George Bernard Shaw. In 1939, it mounted one of the first productions of Thornton Wilder's Our Town.
Now, Julia, there's no sense in going over all that.
Now, Frank, you're just unreasonable.
The Cleveland Playhouse was followed by dozens of other regional theaters. The Guthrie in Minneapolis, the Alley Theater in Houston, and Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. were all modeled on the repertory theaters of Europe, which featured resident companies of actors. Sarah May joined the Playhouse Company 50 years ago.
It was a time when young people going into theater really longed for an opportunity to work for one of the regional theaters like the Cleveland Playhouse, where they could live an artist's life, be in a situation where you could be in three or four or five different plays within a year, doing Shakespeare, doing Albee. It was very exciting.
She got her start in the Playhouse's children's theater, known back then as the Curtain Pullers. Joel Katz saw some of those kids on stage.
I sat in the audience and watched something. I don't remember what it was. But I said, I want to do that.
He joined the Curtain Pullers and before long landed a leading role.
I was the wolf in Red Riding Hood. It sort of presages a few villains that I played later on in life.
Like the sinister MC in the 1972 film Cabaret. Today, Katz is better known as Joel Grey.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome. Fremde.
Gray is not alone. Paul Newman is another Clevelander who got his start at the Playhouse, as did Margaret Hamilton, who moved to Hollywood a few years after her 1923 stage debut and landed her most famous role.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
The Cleveland Playhouse has had some scary moments of its own over the years. In the early days, it was itinerant, moving from theater to theater, before eventually settling on a 12-acre site with three stages. But that became a financial burden. In 1988, the Playhouse dismissed its resident company. Historian Jeffrey Olam says the Playhouse was staring down an uncertain future.
They survived. There's many other regional theaters around the country that failed. You know, they expanded in the early 80s and they were defunct by 87, 88, 89.
4 years ago, the Cleveland Playhouse relocated once again to the city's current theater district named Playhouse Square, home to nine different theaters that host everything from college productions to Broadway roadshows. This past June, the Cleveland Playhouse won a Tony Award for Best Regional Theater. Artistic director Laura Kepley helped accept the honor.
At age 100, we are determined as ever to tell stories that matter, to nurture artists at every stage of their career.
Artists like Joel Grey.
It was the greatest learning experience that I still rely on, and it's made me what I am today.
And the Playhouse is still there for the next kid in the audience, staring at the stage and saying, I want to do that. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.